Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Advocate Stephanie Fick, who is head of legal. She's the executive director of the accountability division at Outer. A very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Excellent, thank you. All right, so I mean, you can imagine. I mean, there's no doubt the reaction to this is just incredulity. I think that's probably the word, because as we continually are shocked. We are absolutely so they don't pay, our ministers don't pay for electricity and water. And there's also all this anecdotal stories about them being protected from load shedding, whether that is, maybe it's if they live in a certain area, but give us some background here.
Yeah, I think it's part of the books. I think, you know, we are angry now, but I think if we, you know, start jotting down all the perks, I think we will be even more, more angry. And I see it in the background of, you know, the fact that we are complaining, Parliament, Cabinet, in the sense that we've said before, you know, there's too many ministers, we've got deputy ministers, I mean, we don't need that many.
Right.
They get cars, and their allowances for the cars has also been, increased. There's a lot of perks that they get. There are, you know, security and all of that. Our salary bill for government employees are, you know, through the roof. That is some of the things we've been saying before. Government should not be the employer of choice, basically. They are not the driver of economic growth. We need, you know, employment, not, you know, perks for ministers.
And I would imagine that we wouldn't care that much, or we wouldn't be so outraged, if they were providing the services that they were meant to provide. So if we were getting reliable electricity and water, and things were running relatively well. And there's not a country in the world where all of the citizens are happy with government. And that's our job. That's what a democracy is, really, to be able to call these things out. But I think, I would imagine, and I'd love your thoughts on it, that it's exacerbated by the fact that we are getting very, very little from government for the tax money that we pay.
Yeah, of course. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, if we had money to spare, maybe people won't be that angry. You know, it's exactly what you said. And, you know, it's a tragedy. We complain, you know, as if you are employed and you have electricity, about load shedding, but you know, there's people that do not have electricity. They can't complain it because they don't have any. And there's so many things that we can talk about, you know, that we just don't have because we don't have the money. And then you hear a minister is getting more. And I agree with you. If our local governments were working, you know, in this country, you can't complain about the service because there are none.
Well, we pay for private schooling, we pay for private hospitals, for private medical, we have security in our neighborhoods. We now need to find a solution to electricity, because so we are going to become mini power generators. There's very little. We've got joint initiatives between the city and insurance companies about potholes on the roads. We solve all of these problems, and we do it magnificently, but effectively we are almost governmentless with regard to services.
So what we do is we sort of make their work lighter, because, you know, if you want service, you do it yourself. And all they do is, I don't know, you know what? Here's an increase for you. You can drive expensive cars, and guess what? You also don't have to pay for your electricity and your water. Wouldn't it be nice if all the ministers and deputy ministers, your cabinet and all of that, are forced to use public transport?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe they will realize that public transport is not working. You know, trains, what trains, but okay. You know, use the public hospital. Don't go to a private hospital. Go to the public hospital you expect the, you know, normal South Africans to use. And maybe they will realize that, you know, South Africans are suffering.
So we can talk about that. We can, but the reality is that it's unlikely that that'll change or that there will be a legal way to challenge it. There, considering that, how do we move forward? How does an organization, for example, like yourselves, take this type of thing further? When there's a clear breach, you can attack it on a legal basis. There doesn't seem to be anything here.
Yeah, I think this is one of those advocacy sort of type project. Now, we've been discussing it, and I can guarantee you, you know, the project managers and all of that, we need to come up with you know, different ways of trying to do this. But what I can say and what I do feel very strongly about is this type of conversation, the fact that people should know, the fact that people should advocate, and hopefully if our voices, because we do have voices, and it's up to us to affect the change that we need in this country. Right. Is to, by talking about it, affect the change. But you know what? Who I blame and who I want to for once, tackle the bull by its horns is Parliament. Parliament's sole, well, not sole, but one of their main jobs in terms of our constitution is to hold the executive to account. I think it's high time that this type of thing is dealt with by Parliament. And I think the President must come and explain to us why this has happened.
Are there a few questions from listeners asking about fringe benefits? Are they paying, do they have to pay tax on these benefits that they receive?
Most probably, I think it's, you see, in our country now that SARS is, you know, sort of back and working better than it was, I think there's still room for improvement. I think, you know, illegal cigarettes and all of that, park that for a second. SARS is working pretty well in getting, you know, the taxes.
Right.
It's how we spend the taxes that is a big problem.
Okay, so collections versus expenditure.
Yes, yeah. So I'm confident in saying they are probably also, because they get a salary, they don't see their taxes. That taxes gets paid over to SARS before they can have a chance of not paying it.